Hello, Marion Pallister, Vice Chair of Justice and Peace Scotland here. A blessed Christmas time to you all and every good wish for 2021. It's customary to review the year that's just been, but I think the least said about 2020 the better. Well, no, let's dwell on the good bits of the past 12 months and see them as a foundation as we move forward into the unknown of a new year. For me, one really good aspect of the past year has been the continued emergence of young people as activists. I'm so impressed by people like Ariana Khan, a young woman with a Bangladeshi background now studying in New York, with aspirations to become a doctor, and meanwhile working to alleviate environmental inequity and climate change. In Scotland, award-winning environmental activist Holly Gillibrand, from my own diocese of Argyll in the Isles, is still at school, but she made it to the BBC Radio 4 Women's Hour 50 Most Powerful Women list and carried off an interview like the professional she already is. Some don't make major headlines, of course, but that doesn't diminish the effect of Intercultural Youth Scotland's anti-racist ambassadors Themba and Kiara, who are making a difference by speaking on behalf of the Black Lives Matter campaign. Part of what Intercultural Youth Scotland does is to offer anti-racist education that encourages young people to stand up for their rights, challenge inequality, and be active in challenging racism and discrimination. There are young people working away within the church who don't make headlines either, but this strange year has raised their profile because a number of them have appeared on Zoom events that have attracted audiences from all over Scotland and beyond. Callum Timms of the Scottish Laity Network and a Pax Christi Scotland member, and Megan Berman, who writes for Open House, are just two of the many that spring to mind. Of course, there's always that voice in the church that cries, "What can we do to bring young people back to church?" But I have to say that in my experience, young people have not abandoned their faith. They are out there doing what Pope Francis asks us to do in his encyclical Fratelli Tutti. They are encountering the poor, the refugees, the homeless, the folk of other faiths and other cultures. They're travelling to Calais for Christmas to volunteer on the front line where asylum seekers suffer in tents and makeshift bivouacs, and they're working very practically to conserve the environment. Forgive me, but I reckon that is what will put a smile on God's face as we end 2020. I recently read an article entitled God's Happiness, and I'm taking into 2021 the thoughts offered by its author, Father Giuseppe Caramazza, Vice Chancellor of Tangaza College in Nairobi, Kenya. He suggests that stressing God's happiness would be a way to change our understanding of God and imply the importance of joy and well-being in our own lives as well. After 9 months in which too many people's emotional well-being has been challenged by bereavement, illness, isolation, or just plain loneliness, Father Caramazza's reminder that pleasure and joy are inbuilt into the very structure of creation is uplifting, to say the least. During Advent, we read so much of Isaiah's beautiful, beautiful words, words which put a smile on my face just thinking about the imagery. This is the God who made the stars and drills them like an army. This is the God who wants the wilderness to exult, the wasteland to rejoice and bloom, to rejoice and sing for joy. Yes, it's been tough, and it may go on being tough for a while yet, But if it isn't bold, if it isn't enough to be told the Lord your God is holding you by the right hand, telling you not to be afraid because he will help you, we are also assured that he will make the rivers well up on barren heights, turn the wilderness into a lake, and that he will put cedar trees, acacias, myrtles and olives in the wilderness, juniper, plane trees and cypress side by side in the desert. That's a God who does happiness, wants happiness for us, but perhaps expects us to put a bit of effort into gaining that happiness. And that's what I feel our young people are doing. It may be on Instagram or Twitter, it may be on Zoom or FaceTime, seeing that physical encounters have been curtailed for so long. It's certainly socially distanced by youngsters who are surprisingly more responsible than some celebrities celebrating their big birthdays. But so many of them seem instinctively to get what Pope Francis suggests in chapter 4 of Fratelli Tutti, that a healthy openness never threatens one's own identity, that our own cultural identity is strengthened and enriched as a result of dialogue with those unlike ourselves, and that to see things in this way brings the joyful realization that no one people, culture or individual can achieve everything on its own. To attain fulfillment in life, Pope Francis stresses, we need others. And did you notice that word again? Joyful. Youngsters in 2020 were joyful in their realization that together they could make governments and world organizations listen to what they had to say about the climate crisis, about prejudice and discrimination, about poverty, about all that plastic that's killing marine and wildlife and the planet. Have you heard, for instance, of low-waste Laura? I'll bet if you ask any environmentally aware young person, they will know all about Laura, real name Laura Young, who's an influencer on Instagram and says, this all started because I realised our earth is a holy resource gifted to us, which we have been entrusted to care for and thrive in. Laura is 21. She studied geography and environmental science at Dundee University, and that's given her an understanding of the impact of human activity on the planet, and she made the decision to live zero waste. She started by cutting out single-use plastic, the water bottles, the toiletries in plastic containers, the plastic-wrapped fruit and veg. She reduced her carbon footprint, switching spare time activities to those with a low carbon impact. And of course, some things have been harder than others. But she says, something has to change, and change starts with yourself. And as we go forward into a new year, we might all take inspiration from this young woman who says she is motivated by Gandhi's words, be the change you want to see in the world. In her social media platform persona of Less Waste Laura, she shares lots of advice on how we can all care for our common home. And she does it with joy and fun. If you want to learn more, find Less Waste Laura on Instagram. Now, I'm not sure which impresses me more. The fact that before lockdown, this young woman persuaded the organisers of a conference to switch from providing each of 200 guests with a bottle of water to putting vegware cups and tap water on the tables, or the fact that as a young person, she's not afraid to say that caring for the environment is a form of worship and that keeping creation safe and flourishing is a way to glorify God. Vegware, as I'm sure you know, is plant-based and fully compostable. It looks like plastic, and my local deli in Deepest Argyle sells its olives, feta cheese, salads and that sort of thing in vegware tubs. There are solutions, but we have to be determined, like Less Waste Laura, to make the changes that will conserve our common home. And maybe we could all feel more motivated to make the changes if we saw the effort as part of our own worship. Pope Francis's earlier encyclical, Laudato Si, is all about caring for our common home and about doing that with joy, as St. Francis did. In paragraph 10 of Laudato Si, Pope Francis writes, "I believe that St. Francis is the example par excellence of care for the vulnerable and of an integral ecology lived out joyfully and authentically. He is the patron saint of all who study and work in the area of ecology, and he is also much loved by non-Christians. He was particularly concerned for God's creation and for the poor and outcast. He loved and was deeply loved for his joy, his generous self-giving, his open-heartedness." Less Waste Laura is so right on two counts. Caring for our ecology is a form of worship, as the example of St. Francis shows us, and it should be done with joy in our hearts, because we're putting a smile on the face of God. The statistics issued during December about the environmental impact of the COVID lockdown showed that the reduction in traffic on land, sea and air had impressively cut carbon emissions. For many of us, the lockdown also showed that consumerism is just plain madness. We don't need all that stuff. In Laudato Si, Pope Francis says, "If we approach nature and the environment without St. Francis's openness to awe and wonder, if we no longer speak the language of fraternity and beauty in our relationship with the world, our attitude will be that of masters, consumers, ruthless exploiters, unable to set limits on their immediate needs." But, he adds, "If we feel intimately united with all that exists, we're going to stop using and abusing God's creation. So, if you heard more birdsong in lockdown, it was because the lack of traffic allowed that. If you saw more stars, it was because air pollution was less, and let us see past the murky skies that we have created in recent decades." Less Waste Laura, the voice of the concerned young, and Pope Francis, voice of our faith, say it in different ways, but they both express the big hope that has emerged from 2020, that the future can be better. In Laudato Si, Pope Francis says, "Rather than a problem to be solved, the world is a joyful mystery to be contemplated with gladness and praise." My own take on all of that is that it's time for the joy to break through. We've had so much sadness, so much stress, so much fractious politicking during the past year. It's surely time for young, positive, joyful voices to be heard. Time for us all to remember that God likes us to smile. Is it time to make St. Francis's hymn our 2021 anthem? Let's hear those words now. "Praised be you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially Sir Brother Sun, who is the day and through whom you give us light. And he is beautiful and radiant with great splendour, and bears a likeness of you most high. Praised be you, my Lord, through Sister Moon and the stars. In heaven you formed them clear and precious and beautiful. Praised be you, my Lord, through Brother Wind, and through the air, cloudy and serene, and every kind of weather, through whom you give sustenance to your creatures. Praised be you, my Lord, through Sister Water, who is very useful and humble and precious and chaste. Praised be to you, my Lord, through Brother Fire, through whom you light the night He is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. Beautiful words. I wish you peace and health in the new year. May you smile with our smiling God as together we care for our common home and all our brothers and sisters. Thank you.